Let's welcome back our very important puzzler, Sir Patrick Stewart. Welcome back. Now, you've been associated with the Royal Shakespeare Company since 1966. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Is there a Shakespearean role that you have your eye on that you would still, that you're still wanting to play?
Yeah, very much so. In Henry IV, Part 1 and Part 2, there's a character who's quite famous, though he's not the leading character, Falstaff. And he's funny and vile. You may ask yourselves why I am drawn to this role. But he's an obnoxious, quite vicious, unpleasant man who happens to be very, very funny. And I've always looked on it as being the middle-aged or late middle-aged actor's Hamlet. I will play it one day, soon. You know, I love quiz shows. I love them. I watch them all my life. And I always want to know, what is it like to hold a buzzer in your hand?
Let's arm it up for you. Yeah.
I guess this means I've made it.
You have made it.
Your game is called Brush Up Your Shakespeare, and it is about Shakespearean insults.
Mm-hmm.
The Bard was, of course, a master of the put-down, and his plays are filled with some pretty brilliant smack talk. We're going to see how well you know his wicked words.
So if you get enough correct, Hillary Ann Kotler of Columbia, Maryland, is going to win and ask me another prize. All right, Shakespearean insults. So in Henry IV, Part 2, a drunken Falstaff tells Mistress Quickly,
"Away, you scullion, you rampallion, you fustilarian, I'll tickle your catastrophe."
So what does "I'll tickle your catastrophe" mean?
It means that she intends to have some contact with his sexual organs.
That was NPR right there. But let me go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung.
Well, who am I to say that Sir Patrick Stewart is wrong? Well, specifically, does it mean A, I'll break your leg, B, I'll spank your behind, or C, I'll massage your calves?
For the word catastrophe.
Catastrophe, oh, right, boy. What part of the body?
Okay.
We will accept anything.
We will accept anything.
So what are my choices?
Leg, behind, or calves?
Why would he want to tickle her calves? I mean, just let me throw it up out to the audience. Given a choice, would you rather have your calves tickled or your bottom? It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yes, it is behind.
It's bottom. Yes.
It is bottom. Art, I have never seen you squirm like that before. All right. This is question number 100. Where are we? All right. In what play does a character named Aaron utter this immortal line, which is funny because it's true?
Villain, I have done thy mother.
I have not played that role. But I was on stage when it was spoken. I think that is from Titus Andronicus.
That's correct.
It's like the origin of the Yo Mama joke. Is that where it starts?
All right. In which play does a character tell three witches,
"You should be women, yet your beards forbid me to interpret that you are so"?
You just put this in to make me feel good, didn't you? Well, yeah. It's what we in the English theater fondly refer to as the Scottish play.
Yes. We're still safe. We're still safe, since you answered that way.
Oh, yeah. When I started rehearsing Macbeth, about 8 years ago. No. Listen to what I have to say. You know, there is this superstition about Macbeth, and it's really serious. Actors will not call it anything else than the Scottish play. I said there is a little adjustment to this rule. If you have played the role of the Scottish Thane, then you are allowed to say the title anytime, anywhere.
So I have to keep it down, but you're okay.
I'm fine.
Shakespeare was fond of the insult hobby horse, using it in 5 plays. In The Winter's Tale, Leontes says,
"To have nor eyes, nor ears, nor thought, then say, my wife's a hobby horse deserves a name."
Yeah, yeah. What did he mean?
Yeah.
He meant that she was promiscuous.
That is correct, yeah. I feel like that still works.
He was wrong. He is a deluded, insanely jealous man who sees his wife as the center of all of his wicked fantasies. And he kills her. Or at least she dies because of him, as does their son. He's a bad guy.
Yeah, well, he's walking around.
It's a great role.
Bad guy, great role.
Yeah. There are 2 or 3 lines in Shakespeare that are my favorite lines. You're not going to ask me this, but I'm going to talk about
Please.
It anyway. And I have always loved not the great purple passages of Shakespeare, and there are so many, and they're so wonderful, but I love those moments when he has characters say something very simple. The great one from Winter's Tale, the really great one, is when Leontes, who was so mad and insane and spent 16 years regretting what he had done, is finally introduced to a statue that was made of his wife. And someone says to him, "If you believe, she will come back to life." And the statue steps down off her plinth and gives her ex-husband her hand, and he says, "Oh, she's warm." Devastating.
That is creepy. Yes.
That is not a reason for killing your wife.
Well, thank
you. It's bad. Don't do it.
Thank you for also writing a better end to the quiz than we could have planned.
Is it over?
Yeah, because you won.
Oh, I did? Thank you. Thank you.
Not only is Hillary Ann Kotler going to get an Ask Me Another Anagram t-shirt, but you, Sir Patrick Stewart, are also going to get an Ask Me Another Anagram t-shirt. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our VIP, Sir Patrick Stewart.
Thank you. Thank you very much.